of Jesus Christ. And I want to think about the subject of names, especially the names of Jesus Christ. Now, today, it's important, of course, still that we have names to identify us. Certainly, we would not like to all be identified merely by numbers, even though we do have certain numbers, like Social Security numbers, that do identify us. Yet, we use names. In Bible times, names had a bit more significance than they do now. Oftentimes, the person would name a child after something that he thought about, or maybe something he expected of the child, or something the child reminded him of, and people still do that a little bit today. For example, Esau was named, his name meant hairy, had a lot of hair, even as a little baby. The name Dorcas means a gazelle or a deer, and that might have been what the baby reminded the parents of. I'm sure that my parents did not, well, maybe I shouldn't say I'm sure, I'm pretty sure that my parents did not really think about the meaning of my name when they gave me the name. Many years later, I found out that my name, my first name, either means a famous warrior or famous with the sword. And I've tried to think that through, and I kind of didn't like the meaning of the name. Maybe I wouldn't have named a child my first name. I don't know. But I do take this consolation that if I need to be famous, I can be famous at least with this sword, but not the sword that the originators of the name Roger were thinking about. And there are many different names that people have. I personally know two individuals who have my exact name. Also, I know of another person in the community where I grew up, but I never met him, actually, and he had my exact name. Somebody was trying to find out where we were located that had known us from past years, and they went online and did some investigation, and they found at least 12 Roger Berrys in the phone listings in the state of Missouri alone. And so they guessed which one it might be and happened to hit the right one. But, you know, names to us have some significance, but not quite like the Bible. There's a name, the Bible says, which is above every name. And that name identifies who that person is. And that name identifies how we need to respond to that person who has that name. If you turn to Matthew chapter 1, a very familiar passage, verse 20, 21. I want to begin reading just a little bit after the beginning of the verse. Matthew 1, 20b and 21. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And the name Jesus, the Greek word, means Savior. And that's what Jesus came to be. He came to be the Savior of his people, the Savior of all mankind. And it's interesting that none of us would ever dare name our child Jesus, would we? However, there are certain places in the world, especially in Spanish-speaking countries, where the name Jesus is a very common name for little boys. Parents will give their little boys the name Jesus, Jesus. And I've met some people with that name, and they don't seem to mind doing that. But there's no one who ever lived up to that name and what that name means except the Lord Jesus Christ. And I trust that the boys who get named Jesus, I trust that they'll come to know the one who is the Savior of the world. Now, what does Jesus' name mean to me and to you? We say it at the end of prayers. And that's appropriate because the Bible says that we're to pray in the name of Jesus. But it certainly means more than that to us. Jesus' name and God's name, for that matter, are not something that we're to take lightly. The Bible warns against taking God's name in vain. We don't take his name half-heartedly. We take it seriously. The psalm writer in Psalm 29:2 said, "Give unto the Lord the glory, do unto his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." And so we're not to take it half-heartedly. As we think of the name of Jesus, it means many things, and it needs to mean that in each of our lives. There is salvation in that name. And, of course, the name Jesus means Savior, and that has to do with salvation. In Acts 2:21, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall," what? "Be saved." In Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And John 20:31, "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ," and we'll mention that name later, "the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." And so that name means salvation. When a person comes to Jesus Christ for salvation, then he gets baptized. And he gets baptized in Jesus' name. We're baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so we're baptized in his name. John 17:11 says we're kept by the name of Jesus. "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are." And so Jesus said that the Father keeps us through his name. Believers are to gather together in Jesus' name. Jesus said, Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." And that must mean more than just gathering because we claim we're Christians. It must mean that we're gathering for the intent of obeying Jesus Christ and honoring his name. The New Testament also says that believers are to suffer because of Jesus' name. Acts 5:41-42, "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." It's not a popular theme. It is not a popular thought in professing Christianity today that we need to be counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. But that's what the Bible says. The Bible also says we're to do all in the name of Jesus. Colossians 3:17, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." And the New Testament also says that we will be judged by the name of Jesus Christ. Philippians 2:9-10. "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth." Every person will admit and acknowledge eventually who Jesus is, and he is the judge. Now, what does Jesus' name mean in my life and in your life? The ungodly world around us ignore the name of Jesus. Others use it for curse words. Others deny that Jesus even existed. But what does Jesus' name mean to you and me? What are we going to do with that name? Some years ago, I found a list of 40 names for Jesus that are found in the Bible. And I looked at that list this morning again. And we don't have time to look at all these 40 different names of Jesus. But as I read over the list of 40 names, two more came to my mind. And I jotted them down at the end of this list of 40 names of Jesus. And I'm sure there are probably more than 42 names of Jesus. Well, I found the list very interesting. I just want to mention a few of these names to you. The two most common names for Jesus other than Jesus are Christ and Lord. The word Christ means the anointed one. And the anointed one is mentioned prophetically of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. It meant the Messiah, the one who is chosen by God, the anointed one. And in every one of these 40 names that I was looking at, we could have a long message on how we apply those names to our own lives. And when it comes to the anointed one, the question is Jesus Christ the chosen one in my life? Is he the first in my life? Have I allowed him to be the Messiah, the anointed one in my life? Another word commonly used of God in the Old Testament and Jesus in the New is Lord. And the Lord means the one who is in control, the one who has the power, the one who has the authority. Is he Lord and controller in my life? And it will show by whether or not I am obedient to him. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." If we don't do his will, we can't say, "Lord, Lord," really truthfully of him. In Isaiah 9:6, Jesus is called the Counselor. And I ask myself the question, do I go to him for advice? Do I go to him for counsel? Or do I go to my own way of thinking, my own way of doing? Isaiah 9:6 also says he's the Prince of Peace. Does he bring God's peace into my life, into my heart? Do I have peace with God and with Jesus Christ? And do I have peace with others around me? Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And have I found that in him? John 15:1 and following talks about Jesus as the true vine. Am I really connected to him in going to him, seeking him in prayer and heeding his word? Jesus said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Does my life show that I am following his way and that I am obedient to his truth? He is the judge of sin, and he is also the forgiver of sins. Acts 10:42, "And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." And so the question is, what am I going to do with Jesus? The songwriter said, "What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be." I thought maybe we'd sing a verse or two of that song. It's in the Christian hymnal number 266. Christian hymnal number 266. And what I will do with Jesus makes all the difference now and in eternity. Let's sing the first and last verses of this song. To me, Jesus is standing in Pilate's hall, friendless, forsaken, betrayed by all. Hearken, what meaneth that sudden call? What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me? Jesus, I give thee my heart today.
Jesus, I'll follow thee all the way. Gladly obeying thee, will you say, this will I do with Jesus. What will you do with Jesus? Dear joy, you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me?
Let's kneel in prayer.